Chapter 86. Above deck, Giordino was having his own troubles. After a lengthy break in the action, he spotted three new gunmen broaching the base of the ravine undercover. While he crouched at the rail waiting to get a clear shot, additional gunfire broke out somewhere on the ice. Blocked by the ravine and misting fog, Giordino had no clue what the firing was about, but noted that it had no effect on the three men advancing toward the ship. He let them draw closer before popping up with the musket and firing at the nearest gunman. The man dropped to the ground at the sight of the defender, and Giordino's shot just barely missed, the bullet ripping harmlessly through the man's parka. The gunmen learned their lesson and began to provide covering fire alternately, allowing the others to advance. Giordino moved along the ship's rail, sprouting up and firing from different locations before having to duck the return fire. He wounded one of the gunmen in the leg before the other two closed on the ship under combined fire. Emptying the last of his loaded muskets, Giordino was forced to fall back to the ladder well, wondering what was taking Pitt so long. Focused on his own firefight, he had not noticed the gunshots fired below in the great cabin. "Dirk, I need a reload on the muskets," he shouted down the ladderway, but there was no answer. He aimed the shotgun at the side rail, then readied two percussion-cap pistols in his lap. Just a few more shots and he'd be helpless, unless Pitt arrived quickly. Near the base of the ladderway, a tall figure slowly waded through a mass of antique armament lying on the deck and peered up. Giordino sat 10 feet above, perched on the top two steps with his eyes fixated on the side rail. Had he looked down, he probably wouldn't have even spotted Zack staring at him from the dimly lit lower deck. Zack contemplated letting his security team finish the job, but figured it would be more expedient to kill Giordino himself. Shifting the ship's logbook into his left arm, he steadied his feet and raised his automatic pistol at Giordino. Somewhere behind him, he failed to detect the sound of pained steps shuffling down the passageway. But he flinched when a loud warning cry suddenly echoed down the corridor just as he was about to squeeze the trigger. "Al!" Zack turned and gazed down the passageway in disbelief. Standing beneath a candle lantern 20 feet away and looking like death personified was Dirk Pitt. His face was a bloody mess from a dozen glass cuts, while an ugly purple knot glistened on his forehead. His right sleeve was wet with crimson, matching his left leg, and a bloody trail that followed him down the corridor. He held no weapons and leaned on his good leg with a grimace of agony on his face. But battered and shot, he stared at Zack with complete defiance. "You're next," Zack hissed, then turned his focus back up to Giordino, who had returned Pitt's call but was still unaware of the situation below. Zack aimed the Glock at Giordino a second time, but was distracted by a bright blur that flashed toward him. Turning to Pitt, he saw that the wounded man had hurled the candle lantern at him. A weak throw, Zack thought to himself, as the lantern fell short of the mark. He gazed at Pitt and snickered with a shake of his head as the lantern shattered near his feet. Only the throw wasn't weak. The lantern struck the deck exactly where Pitt had aimed it, a few inches shy of the black powder cask they were using to reload the muskets. Awash with powder spilt from their rapid reloadings, the deck beneath the ladderway was an inferno in waiting. The shattered lantern immediately ignited the loose powder in a flash of smoke and sparks that flared at Zack's feet. The assassin instinctively recoiled, backing away from the flare-up while unknowingly moving closer to the black powder cask. An instant later, a trail of black powder burned up to the cask and it detonated in a deafening explosion. The blast rocked the ship, shooting smoke and flames up and out the ladder well. Pitt was knocked to the deck and showered with flying debris, most of which was absorbed by his heavy wool jacket. With his ears ringing, he waited several minutes for the smoke to clear before limping over to the ladderway, coughing from the acrid residue in the air. The side bulkheads were blown out and a large hole in the deck now opened through to the orlop deck, but the remaining damage was relatively limited. Pitt saw a boot lying near the hole and realized grimly that a detached foot was still inside. Looking up, he saw the boot's owner a few feet away. Clay Zack had been blown partially up the ladder well, and his mangled body was now embedded in the steps. He hung upside down, his open eyes staring vacantly off into space. Pitt stepped closer and stared at the dead assassin without pity. "I think you were due for a blast," he said to the corpse, then turned and peered up the smoky ladder well.